Good afternoon. Welcome to St. Mary Ann Cope Parish, especially any guests or visitors who are joining our community today for the celebration of the Eucharist on the Feast of the Transfiguration. As we prepare to enter the celebration, let us recognize that Jesus Christ is truly present in each one of us and offer a sign of greeting to those around you. Today's readings can be found at number 1204 in your gather book, number 1204, and we'll be using Gospel A, or on page 208 in the large print book. If you'd like to receive communion today but aren't able to come forward, just raise your hand at that time and someone will be happy to bring the Eucharist to you. Please take a minute to make sure that your cell phones are turned off or on vibrate. And now for today's reflection. In reading today's gospel, we see that the disciples come to see Jesus as God sees him, and now have a deeper understanding of who Jesus really is. So ask yourself, what insights have helped me understand Christ in a deeper way? And let's take a moment of silence to prepare our hearts and our minds to enter into this Eucharistic celebration.
Please joyously join in singing number 539. Sing with all the saints in glory, number 539.
Storms of time shall cease. In God's likeness we awaken, knowing everlasting peace. Oh, what glory far exceeding all that eye has yet perceived. Oh, his heart's for ages pleading, never that full joy conceived. God has promised, Christ be present. Jesus lives who once was dead. Shout with joy, O deathless voices, Child of God, lift up your head. Patriarchs from distant ages, saints all longing for their hand. Prophets, psalmists, seers, and sages all await the glory given. Life eternal, joy and love, when a mirror's closing thunder, saints shall stand before the throne. Oh, to enter that bright portal, see the glowing firmament, knowing you, O God immortal, Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
Lord Jesus, you are the morning star rising in our hearts. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you have received honor and glory from God the Father. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you will show us your face, and so we will be like you. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
God in the highest and on earth, peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, heavenly King. O God, almighty Father, Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world and mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God.
Let us pray. Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in you as their creator and guide, you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set up, and the Ancient One took his throne. His clothing was snow white, and the hair on his head as white as wool. His throne was flames of fire with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. The court was convened, and the books were opened. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is King, the Lord Most High, over all the earth. The Lord is King, the Lord Most High, over all the earth. The Lord is King, let earth rejoice, let many islands be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him. Justice and right are the foundations of his throne. The Lord is King, the Lord Most High, over all the earth. The mountains melt like wax before the face of the Lord. Before the face of the Lord of all the earth, the skies proclaim his justice. All people see his glory. The Lord is King, the Lord Most High, over all the earth. For you indeed are the Lord, Most High above all the earth, exalted far above all gods. The Lord is King, the Lord Most High, over all the
A reading from the second letter of St. Peter. Beloved, we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitness of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him from the majestic glory. This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. Moreover, we possess the prophetic message that is altogether reliable. You will do well to be attentive to it, as to my lamp shining in a dark place until day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My Son, my beloved, with whom I'm well pleased, listen to him. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Looking out over the congregation, I think I can safely say that most of you were alive in 1985. Right? Can you imagine we were alive in the last century? I was born in the middle of the last century. Oh my God. Well, in 1985, that was almost 40 years ago, a big blockbuster movie came out that was called Back to the Future. Do you remember that? It was a fun movie. Great special effects. You know, really the main character was a DeLorean, you know, a very expensive motor car. And it was kind of the time machine for the actors. And as I say, the special effects were pretty good. And even before that, though, we had Star Wars, which had great special effects. Now, you look at that today, and it's kind of like, that's okay. Or a 2001 A Space Odyssey. I think it was in the late 60s. Wow. And today, they computer generate everything. I mean, the artificial intelligence and what they can do with it is really amazing. But the great blockbuster in 1985, almost 40 years ago, was Back to the Future. Well, last night in New York City on Broadway, the musical version of Back to the Future opened. Yeah, a Broadway musical with a DeLorean, which apparently flew out over the audience and was zooming here and there. And many of the critics didn't like the show so much, but they thought what they did with the DeLorean was great. You know, what they can do nowadays, and a couple years ago, they had a musical of King Kong. They had this huge, huge mechanical King Kong on stage. Didn't last long, but they do all sorts of things nowadays with special effects. And of course, people love that sort of thing. I mean, we're amazed. I saw, let me see, what did I see that was had special effects? I did see Mary Poppins on Broadway. Not a great special effect. I mean, she flew over the audience. Okay, big deal. They've been doing that since the beginning of the last century with productions of Peter Pan, you know? But to have, you know, this car zooming everywhere, it's a really amazing. And maybe those of us who are older are impressed, but then say, well, so what? Our kids today are impressed by it even more, and they have all these games, you know, playing these games and virtual reality stuff. You put this whatever it is on your eyes, and It's like the real thing's happening. I remember seeing an instance of that on Facebook where a young guy was in a mall. He had one of them on, and he was put into like a little cart, and it was a roller coaster. And he keeps going, ah, woo! He's screaming, screaming, because it was so real. And so technology today is really fantastic. It's also frightening. And the people who invented artificial intelligence are really worried. I mean, it's already at work in our midst, but what will happen if it, you know, kind of gets loose in some way? We don't know. We don't know. So as usual, Congress is having hearings trying to decide what to do. But anyway, technology is amazing. Now, in one sense, it can be helpful, especially, let's say, with medicine or travel, but it doesn't redeem us. It's not about salvation. It doesn't necessarily, and might, if it's used properly, help us to understand God a little bit. But in general, we don't need technology to really know who Jesus Christ is. And the sad thing is, we have these amazing readings. We have, you know, God in his glory being shown. Moses went up the mountain and saw the glory of God. When he came down, his face was really bright. He had to put a veil over it because it frightened people. And then we have the story of the Transfiguration. Today is the Feast of the Transfiguration. And the three apostles went up, and they were frightened. They fell to the ground when the cloud came over and said, "This is my son." I mean, talk about special effects. That wasn't special effects. It was the real thing. It was truly God doing these things. And yet, are we impressed by that? You know, we read it again and again. Yeah, I know that's what happened. And before technology, the hope is that when people read these stories, they were saying, wow, that's really something. But the wow factor isn't here anymore, which is, again, sad, because the Bible gives us the greatest story ever told, and it is amazing. And we have these incidents, we have these miracles that if we were there, I think we all say it, you know, if only I was there, wow, that really would have made a difference in my life, or I don't know what I'd do. But now it's rushing off to the movie theater to see the latest movie with artificial intelligence or whatever, or to get the latest virtual reality game or computer game, and that's what grabs us. And it's not helpful. It kind of distracts us from what is most simple, most basic in the world, the fact that the God who is portrayed by Moses in Isaiah, by Paul in the gospel today, is still among us. He is with us. And in fact, we know that as Catholic Christians, we actually consume the very body, divinity, the real thing, when we go to communion. So are we amazed by that? Have we lost that amazement? You know what they say about children at Christmas time, they throw everything away, but they play with the boxes. Because nobody can put the game together or whatever it is. But we used to have fun with cardboard boxes. I suspect children still do. You know, old blankets and sheets making forts, using the mind, the creativity. But I think we live in a culture that is distracting us from that simplicity and at the same time the absolutely amazing actions of God in our lives. Because God is acting amazingly in our lives. We wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be breathing. We wouldn't be alive if God wasn't sustaining us, holding us in being. Scripture says if God were to withdraw his being, we would cease to exist. We wouldn't be. So here we're dealing with a God who created everything and the possibility of all this technology, and yet we look at the technology as the big gift or the joy, but not the God who's behind it. And if we were alive 2,000 years ago, we could follow Jesus, and we would have to live as the people lived. We'd probably be much more amazed at what was going on, and certainly the people were. Not that it convinced a lot of people. Certainly there were people who saw what Jesus did but didn't believe. We know there were lots of people at the miracle of the sun in Fatima, where our Holy Father was just visiting, didn't change their lives. So we're not talking about miracles for the sake of miracles, but for those of us who believe, they help us kind of get back into that mode of wonder and awe. And do we have that sense of awe and wonder in God? That God is everything and can do everything. And miracles still happen. And as I've said again and again, we have been gifted by God through the Holy Spirit with charisms of all kinds so that we can go and do what Jesus did. And, you know, we're not just doing tricks or stuff like that, but we're doing it to grab people's attention so they say, oh, that's about God. It's not about some mechanical device or some optical illusion. God's the real thing, and the technology, it's real, but it's not God. So we worship technology. We worship what can happen, and we want the latest. And, you know, the whole culture of corporate America is basically make them buy the latest. Make them be discontented with what they have. And it's true. I don't care what computer I've had. After a while, I've said, why is this thing so slow? That's what they want us to think. Well, God's not like that. There's no new and improved version of God. God is God, always has been. So we have a responsibility, all of us in this room, to draw people's attention from all that neat stuff that's happening on Broadway or in movie theaters and say, who do you think's behind all this ultimately? You kind of talk with the person so they go back further and further. Where did human beings get their ideas, their intelligence? Where did they get their talents? So forth and so on. It's all about God. So even back to the future, even the ability to dream about time machines and going forward and backward in time, that's all in our minds and it has been there for thousands of years. And yet we don't make the connection that creativity, which is a great gift from God, comes from God. It's not from a machine. It's not from a computer. And as wonderful as technology is, what happened on Mount Tabor, Transfiguration, showing God, Jesus, for who he is and was and would be through his resurrection, that's the real thing. And it wasn't a trick. It wasn't some movie that was projected on a screen. It was the true God, the living God doing that. And the apostles, rightly so, were amazed. And of course, after Jesus was resurrected, again, the real thing. So over time, we lose that sense of awe and amazement. Children have it, and sadly, it kind of gets pushed out because they are pulled into this kind of technological created world, a world created by human beings, but it's not of God. Again, it's not that it's bad, but it's something that can overwhelm the simplicity of who this God is and his desire for us and his desire for us to enter into a relationship with him. So again, it always comes back to us in this church. You know, these are not just nice ideas which we ponder, but what do we do with them? How do we witness to the world that there is a God? Do we talk about Jesus? That's what a disciple does. Gets into a conversation so that someone, no matter how many movies or virtual reality things they've seen, we can sort of prompt them, and they may go back and say, oh, you know, I had this experience several years ago. I don't know quite how it happened, but I had this sense of great peace and joy, and probably it came from God. And to help them see, yeah, it's from God. It wasn't from a computer game. It wasn't from some kind of machine. It came directly from God, and that's the real thing. That's the real in the world. But we have to go out. Number one, we have to be, again and again, in a sense, become childlike and take time to get rid of all the noise and the stuff and just sit quietly and maybe ask God, God, give me a sense of awe and wonder. Give me a sense of delight in what you have done. And think about in our own lives when we've had that taste of God's presence in our lives. And just ponder it. They never leave us. I'm sure you all have had some. And to keep going back to it, that's the real thing. It's kind of like our mini transfiguration moment where something happened and we realized, that's it. That's what I want. That's really what I want. I don't care about the latest computer or TV. It's really God and God's love. So these stories really should be amazing us and filled with awe. I guess the closest thing we get to this sort of thing visually is if any of you ever went to the Sight and Sound Theater down in Lancaster. They have these biblical dramas each year which are really well done. And boy, they are something. But that's probably the closest visually that anybody's going to get us because they do such a good job. And yet you think about these stories as you're watching and you're thinking, wow, what must the people have thought who were actually there? Well, God is actually here, so we don't have to go anywhere. All we have to do is kind of quiet down our minds. Or, as Catherine Doherty said, this is what Westerners need to do more and more. Fold the wings of our intellects. Fold the wings of our intellects. You know, we're always thinking. Think we can figure it out. We can't. We can't figure God out. We got to let God be God and recognize that we are creatures. We're creations. We are the great creation of God. Do we ever think of that? That how wonderful we are, no matter who we are, no matter what we've done, God values us. There's no limit to God's love for us and how he is pursuing us. But if we don't stop to listen, we're going to go right by the reality of God in our lives. So we need to do that in our lives. We need to challenge one another, sit down with one another, go to adoration, go to rosary, go to prayer groups, get in a small group where we can share our stories of God. So that when we go out into the world, yeah, we're going to be amazed by all this technology, but we're always going to go back to the thought, nothing compared to God. Nothing compared to God. And we need to have that wonder and that awe so that we can truly give witness to God. So as we continue our Eucharist, think about your own walk with the Lord. Have you kind of lost that childlike openness to the God, to the Lord? Pray for wonder and awe. And then, you know, even say that to people. I wonder what the apostles were thinking when they were up on that mountain with Jesus. Can you imagine? And then imagine what it might have been like. Put yourself in that story, going up with Jesus, and there it is. Because the more we do that, the more our focus will be on the Lord, and we will have that wonder and awe. And then people are going to want to know why we have this sense of openness and wonder in the world and hope and joy. And then we can tell them, not about artificial intelligence, it's about the real intelligence who is God in our lives. So think about those things, ponder them, talk with one another, because we know God is God and we're not. And so we need to let that word get out into the world. Now, yeah, it's sort of out there, but it's in competition with a lot of sparkly stuff, which has no value, really, ultimately. But we have the great value who is our God. So that's what we take out into the world. That's the best thing we could possibly have, the best gift we could give, the best thing we could possibly want for others. To let them see in some way God in their midst with a great amount of awe and wonder. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. When Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. On earth we strive to be like him, and so we pray for the needs of our world.
That the light of the church may be a beacon of truth and hope, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the light of education may lead to greater harmony between nations, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the light of justice may shine into the darkest corners where violence, crime, and cruelty have reigned, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the light of charity may pervade our community, making us generous with what we have, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the eternal light may shine on those who have died, including Mary Kay Burdett, Father William Amon, and Beverly Hayden, and Joanne Fournier, and also for Francis Martin Sr. and Jack Gaffney, in whose memory the sanctuary light shine, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those listed in our book of petitions and the prayers we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. God of all ages, you sent your Son among us to lead us to you and to proclaim to all people the reign of justice and peace. Grant that through his passion and death, we may be transformed from our sinful ways and be worthy to enter eternal life where he lives and reigns with you forever and ever.
Please join in singing number 475, Tree of Life, number 475.
Tree of life and awesome mystery, in your death we are reborn. Though you die in all of history, still you rise with every morn. Still you rise with every morn. Seated dies to rise in glory, may we see ourselves in you. If we learn to live your story, we may die to rise anew. We may die to rise anew. We
unspoken. Love has time to act and a word. Every person lost and broken. Where's the body of our Lord? Where's the body of our Lord? Gentle Jesus, mighty Spirit, come and flame our hearts anew. We may all your joy inherit if we bear the cross with you. If we bear the cross with you. Christ, you lead and we shall follow, stumbling through our steps may be. One with you in joy and sorrow, we the river, you the sea. We the river, you the sea.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
In the love of most of the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, He took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Salvatore, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of God's peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Please join in singing our communion song number 930, Taste and See, number 930.
The Lord is good.
God is all the good.
Please join with those at home as we pray an act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most blessed sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and I unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Accompany with constant protection, O Lord, those you renew with these heavenly gifts, and in your never-failing care for them, make them worthy of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord.
Amen. It's time to register for faith formation, rhyme, and the preparation for the sacraments of First Reconciliation, First Communion, and Confirmation. See today's bulletin to register or contact Gina in the parish office so that we have time to order texts and supplies. Registrations are requested by August 15th. And just grab one of those bulletins to find out everything that's happening here at St. Mary Ann Cope. Thank you for being with us today. Hope you have a great week and look forward to seeing you all next weekend.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Mass has ended. Go out into the world proclaiming the good news of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please joyously join in singing number 492, Jerusalem, My Destiny, number 492.
Our destiny, let no one walk alone.
makes us one. I leave the past behind.